So, Mom, I've been thinking about this all hour long. You've got this secret recipe in our family for Christmas sand tarts, right?
Right.
And you've kept it a secret from whom?
Everyone except the blood females that trace it back to Grandmother Slagle.
So you got it from Grandma. You gave it to my sister Amy?
No, I gave it to my sister, and then I gave it to Amy.
And what about granddaughters?
And a granddaughter, yes. Sarah has it. Sarah, they'll all get it.
And what about my daughters? Could they get it?
Yes.
But I can't.
No, I'm not going to give it to you. It's only going to the women.
All right, fine. Well, hold on there. It's been 25 years. Do you know this? Since Coca-Cola messed with its secret formula and made a huge marketing mistake back in 1985. Listen.
I will now predict the exact moment in time when every single one of you will enjoy the best tasting Coca-Cola ever. It will be the very moment that you pick up this can, because inside this can is the new taste of Coca-Cola. The best tasting Coca-Cola ever. You will taste the new taste immediately, and you will like it a lot.
Well, not even the hysterics of Bill Cosby there could get people to drink New Coke. No, Coke messed with the secret formula, made something called New Coke, and it didn't really work out. They switched back and went back to the classic secret Coke recipe ever since. Todd Wilbur joins us now. He's the author of Top Secret Recipes Unlocked and Top Secret Recipes Sodas, Smoothies, Spirits, and Shakes. Todd Wilbur, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. Are you one of those guys who thinks this was some sort of marketing ploy?
Which?
New Coke?
The invention of New Coke. There's lots of rumors that this was a part of a bigger plan to make Coke more popular.
Well, it certainly worked, didn't it?
It did. It actually, when they switched back to the classic Coke, sales went way up.
So what is the importance of the secret formula, and how secret do you think this formula for Coke or anything else for that matter is?
I think it is secret for sure. There's definitely a formula locked away somewhere. But when I wrote this book in 2002, a drink book called Top Secret Recipes, Sodas, Smoothies, Spirits, and Shakes, I wanted to.
That's the title I just mentioned. I just mentioned that title just like 2 seconds
ago. Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. I wanted to clone the holy grail of all top secret recipes. This Coca-Cola, of course. I had to get that recipe in this book. So I did some research, and there are lots of versions, early versions of John Pemberton's formula floating around out there. And by looking at these recipes, you can get a good inside peek at what those flavors are that you're tasting in Coca-Cola. And that helped me to create this recipe for the book. So I don't think it's as big a secret as they claim it to be.
Now, you claim that you can reverse engineer secret recipes just by tasting and messing around with the product.
Yes. Yeah, I'll do some research.
Well, what have you cracked, or you think you've cracked? What recipes besides Coke?
Oh my! I've cloned over the last 23 years. I've cloned over 1,000 recipes. Mostly food recipes. I did do that drink book, but mostly secret food formulas like KFC's chicken.
You can do that.
Cloned that in the very first book back in 1993, McDonald's Big Mac. The very first recipe was Mrs. Fields chocolate chip cookies, and here we are now 10 books later.
So you can make McDonald's Big Mac special sauce?
Yes, the secret sauce, the special sauce, which really isn't that special. It's basically just Thousand Island dressing.
All right, well, Nancy Hockenberry is on the line. Nancy, I want you to meet Todd Wilbur.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Nancy.
Now, Nancy has a secret recipe for Christmas sand tarts.
What is that?
Well, she's not going to tell me, but you
what
say
Christmas sand tarts.
Well, they're these great cookies. If I sent you some of those cookies, can you come up with a recipe, Todd?
Oh, cookies are so easy to figure out because it's usually a basic cookie formula. You of course got your butter, your flour, your sugar, your salt.
All right, Todd. All right, hold on, Mrs. Hockenberry. You hear what he's saying? You hear what he's saying there? What do you think?
Well, that's true, but. This is an old recipe, and when I first got it, it called for so many pints of flour and a little bit more.
Oh, good for you, Mrs. Hockenberry. Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
But do you think Todd can actually figure it out just by tasting the cookies, Mom?
He might figure it out. I have one friend.
Oh, it'd be so easy.
Who figured it out? But she didn't figure it out from eating the cookie. She figured it out by when she was making something else.
All right.
Oh, accidentally.
Going through your trash. Guard your trash can, Mrs. Hockenberry.
Yeah, right,
all right.
Right.
Well, Mom, I'm going to give up. I'm going to actually send some sand tarts to Todd and see if he can come up with the recipe, and we'll compare next year. All right.
Great.
Nancy Hockenberry, keeper of the Secret Family Christmas Sand Tart recipe there on The Takeaway. And Todd Wilber, the author of Top Secret Recipes Unlocked and Top Secret Recipes Sodas, Smoothies, Spirits, and Shakes. Secret formulas this morning.
And just in case you are interested, Todd has jotted down a few of the stories from his time reconstructing those recipes, including the time he pretended to have allergies in order to get a waiter to write down all the ingredients in a restaurant
smart.
Dish.
Very
that's
cool. That's pretty smart.
Read them at The Takeaway blog.
Christy posts to our Facebook site, I make a Cajun cake to die for. Everybody loves it. It has pineapple in it, and the topping is cooked on the stove like candy. So yummy. It sounds like it's not a secret. You can register your secrets and give us the recipe if you like at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. We've also got the daily newsletter you can sign up for. Gives you everything what we're planning for the next day's show and how you can participate in the editorial process. Subscribe at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Lynn Cherim for Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.